Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day today, this day, and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. We are a pain-avoiding society. We distract ourselves with things that help us avoid pain and not think about the pain we ourselves and others are experiencing. Who can blame us? Who likes pain? Only the masochists. Yet certain type of pain is good for you. Don't tell my children that. Like the pain from working out, it conditions you to be able to increase endurance and health. For those who are into weightlifting, I think I remember seeing a workout shirt saying, "No pain, no gain." For those who have been pushed by physical therapists or perhaps tortured, perhaps you can relate to the agonizing persistence to do your exercises in order to gain strength and renewed ability. The muscle is pushed beyond its limits and actually tears and then heals in order to become bigger and stronger. So pain from pushing beyond your limit actually produces growth. I remember starting cross country many moons ago, running without any experience my freshman year in high school. I was the slowest member on the team. Yet I had a friend push me every time I wanted to stop. It was grueling. Every time she said, "It's just over that hill," and we came to that hill, she said, "It's just over that next hill," meaning the finish line. And I just wanted to yell at her and quit in disappointment and lack of conditioning. But I had this friend who took the time to encourage me and stick by me until I became the most improved runner over time that year. Talk about trading pain for gain. Sometimes we feel like we have arrived over the hill in our faith journey. And then the Holy Spirit, our friend, encourager, and advocate, whispers in our ear, "Just ride over that next hill," and sticks with us, encouraging us to keep pushing through the pain of dealing with difficult issues that address our own pain and the pain of others, so that we might gain life as the body of Christ for the world. It is not a gain for self, like cross-country running, though, but a gain for others, as they have the kingdom of God brought near to them by our willingness to take up our cross and follow Jesus. As followers of Jesus, through his suffering and redeeming grace on the cross, we have gained everything without cost to us. It is through his persistence in proclaiming the kingdom of God is now, through his becoming flesh and going to and welcoming people who are not allowed into the presence of God, the unclean, the menstruating woman, the leper, the sinners, the mentally ill, the physically ill, the paralyzed, the divorced, the child, the soldier, the demon-possessed, to just name a few. Through Jesus' pain, we have gained new life in him, a life where we are justified not by our own righteous works, but of Jesus Christ's righteous saving love and grace for all on the cross, where our sins are forgiven when we repent, making an about-face from sin to God, confessing our sin and trusting in his grace, to which we were tied to in baptism. He did all this not because he enjoyed pain, but for the life of the other. This new life we have in him calls us all to confront our own pain and that of others. Trusting his grace is sufficient for us, and that whatever pain we or others have suffered, his resurrection and his promise to raise us to new and eternal life in him can heal us and make us whole. As followers of Jesus, we are called to take up our cross, trading pain for gain, not for ourselves, but for the life of others. In today's gospel reading, Jesus warns that there are no other allegiances we can have and still be followers of him. That's hard. Yet thanks be to God, this law is fulfilled by his giving of his life on the cross, so that we and others may live through his forgiveness when we fail to do that. And that having new life in him, we can give thanks and glory to God that in our baptism we have grace upon grace to confess our sin and begin again and again to try to love God and our neighbor as he loves us. A man talks to his doctor after a newly diagnosed chronic illness. He asks, "What causes this?" The doctor responds, "I don't know, I just treat it." Yet in just treating it, the man realized there would be a possibility of reoccurrence. When we take up our cross to follow our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, we are asked to do more than treat the symptoms of the oppressed, the marginalized, the poor, the sick and paralyzed. We are called to actually peel back the layers of the onion and see what causes these symptoms and follow Jesus by taking up our cross and working for justice and peace in the world. That means setting aside all of our other allegiances with an about face to God and following Jesus by taking a look at our own complicity in poverty, the marginalizing and oppression of people, and how we contribute to the world's rule rather than Jesus' rule of love, mercy, and grace for our neighbor. As we begin a new Sunday school year for Adult Forum, we will be addressing many topics that might make us uncomfortable as we lay down all our other allegiances to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We're the ELCA churchwide, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is encouraging us to see the pain of others and perhaps wrestle with our own pain and the pain we knowingly or unknowingly inflict on others by our desire to avoid pain and not do something about the other's pain. I invite you to Adult Forum. We can rest assured, though, having been claimed by God once and for all in baptism, that the grace of Jesus Christ crucified and risen is sufficient for us, and having died for us while we were still sinners, God loves and draws near to us with his grace. Part of my ministry formation occurred at Trinity Lutheran Seminary and part at Union Presbyterian Seminary in Richmond, Virginia. There were 13 of us at the Presbyterian Seminary that were labeled the Other, or O's, as we like to call ourselves. That means we were a little different because our theology did not quite line up the same way as the seminaries. Yet the community there was extraordinary. We were part of a community of believers, regardless of what differences we had in our understanding of God. I pray that in spite of the differences in our understanding of God in the body of Christ at St. Matthew, that the community to which you are called to worship loves you, welcomes you, and encourages you. Like that friend, just over that next hill. All of us bring our backgrounds, theological upbringing, and current socioeconomic status with us, and that affects how we hear the gospel. What Jesus is teaching his disciples and all of us who are claimed by name and baptism and sealed with the cross of Christ forever by the Holy Spirit, that our faith is not an individual faith. It is a communal faith that is meant to be grown and stretched and push us beyond our level of comfort, not just for our own life, but for the life of the other. How are we called to bring the kingdom of God near to those who are oppressed, marginalized, the poor, the widow, the orphan, the paralyzed, the mentally and the physically sick? May the power of God's grace give us courage to take up our cross and boldly look at the pain of others, repent from our complicity in it, and together may we work for God's justice and peace in the world, being willing followers of Jesus, who draws near to us and all those others. Amen.